one of the reasons why Reclaim Brixton worked, in my opinion, was social media. Now, I appreciate that not everybody's savvy with their smartphones or whatever, but I do think, like what Grace is saying, is that we are relatively invisible, some of these concerns that are happening. And I'm interested in, you know, where possible, will they be willing to be filmed, to show? We need to shame people. People in Pop Brixton right now just quaffing on Prosecco. They don't know what's going on. Most people want to feel like they are good people.
So, absolutely.
So I think we need to be visible in places where, you know, people think that the regeneration of Brixton is fantastic and all that malarkey. And I understand that. I understand why people like new bars and restaurants and whatnot. But what these visitors are not realising are stories like what Grace has just told us. So I would be very, very interested in going back to the grassroots of how we expose that and how we get more people on side to understand what this area is going through. They love this area, but they need to really understand what they love about it and not just go to certain areas and think it's all wonderful. So I just wanted to just add to that. That was all. I think that's what we need to do. And I will try and do more of that, but I would love it if people know of people's stories that could come to send it to Reclaim Brixton and we will get people to go there. We need to have a picture of those four people in that one room to shame Lambeth, to shame society. That's the only way in modern times, with all the crap going on and with all the cute kittens, this is the only way that we're going to penetrate on a social media level. So I just would really ask you to promote that in any shape or form. Sorry. Thank you.